This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I find it interesting that what I'm going to call in this segment the anatomy of a sale, you know, like selling you a product, and the hopeful Democrats that they've got these ideas that Trump is guilty. And what's interesting to me is Trump is so not guilty. I mean, that's what's funny to me. It's been proven time and time again. Everything they try to prove against Trump, and it's clearly he's not guilty, and clearly Joe Biden is, but. They are so delusional, so distorted in their thinking that opposite works for them. And it just goes to show you, it is purely ideologically, you know, their dogma is one way and one way only. The narrative can only be one way and one way only. Trump is bad, Biden is good, and it doesn't matter. Trump could cure cancer. He could take in all the refugees. He could do everything that is in the mind of the left that they want him to accomplish. By their book, and they would still say he's evil. And Joe Biden could do every evil thing. He could separate children at the border. He could kill black people. He could do everything you want. And ideologically, because they like him, that's it. And I think you realize that's the truth. Kevin Jackson, folks, that's who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. The anatomy of a cell. Yeah, sale being made. I want to go back. I want to play Rachel Maddow talking with Larry O'Donnell. And what she said is, would Trump agree not to run if that would free him? Now, that's a stupid idea. Nobody would really. It would, like, okay, so I'll admit that I in other words, I'll accept the guilt if you'll agree that I won't run. If I can get you to agree not to prosecute me if I don't run. I know that's very convoluted, but you get what I'm saying. I'm going to agree not to run for president, and that'll fix it all. That's what's in the mind of the Democrats, which tells you all you need to know. That's what they want. But let's, because it came up twice. That's the reason why I want to focus on it this segment. Here's Rachel Maddow talking with Lawrence O'Donnell, and she brings this up, and O'Donnell even realizes he doesn't want to say, you know what, that's just really stupid. That would be counterintuitive. That would be us admitting that that's what we've been wanting all the time. But here's Rachel Maddow proposing it.
You have to wonder if the Justice Department is considering whether there is some political solution to this criminal problem, whether part of the issue here is not just that Trump has committed crimes, but that Trump has committed crimes and plans on being back in the White House. Do they consider, as part of a potential plea offer, something that would proscribe him from running for office again? I don't know.
I would imagine if anything like that happened, that it would have to come from the defense side of the negotiation, that that the Trump team would say, oh, by the way, and with this we will also, you know, drop out of the race for president. Otherwise it would put the Justice Department in this position that Donald Trump claims they're in. You know, he claims they're trying to stop him, simply trying to stop him from becoming president again, and that's the only reason they're doing this. So my guess, given those dynamics and the change, I think, in the way the Justice Department sees this in those 50 years since Spiro Agnew, it just seems unlikely that they would reach into the political zone of the solution. Our politics does have to find a solution to this, but it might have to find that solution separate and apart from the criminal process.
I don't know if you caught it, but he kind of chuckles in a sense, Spiro Agnew, because he's saying it's so ridiculous for us to be talking about Spiro Agnew because it's unrelated. And, oh, Spiro Agnew, he agreed not to run. He committed a crime. Donald Trump hasn't done anything. But here I want to play the second part of this because here's Rachel Maddow bringing it up again, even though Lawrence Donnell is kind of laughing at her.
So you talked about it on our big show. What are the chances that Donald Trump's out, which I had not thought about, I'm being honest, until you said it, that instead of going through with this trial, he takes a plea with the vow to not run for president again, like Spiro Agnew did in the 70s?
I don't know what the odds are. And I take the point from Catherine Christian earlier in your show who said, I can't imagine him ever pleading guilty to anything. I mean, that's as, we're all, you know, who among us wants to spend too much time floating around inside his mind, even proverbially? So who knows what's going to happen. But if this is as strong a case as the indictment makes it look, right, and that's the prosecution's best case, it'll get challenged in court. It'll be a, you know, an adversarial process. We'll see how strong the defense is. But if the indictment is that strong, and the Justice Department is going to treat this as a like case compared to other people who have been charged under the Espionage Act for mishandling classified information, then he is looking at jail time. And what would Donald Trump do to avoid jail time? I literally suppose that he would do anything. And if it's going to come to him avoiding jail time, he, now that this indictment exists, he's either going to have to win in court. Defending yourself against these charges by saying, yes, I did it, is not a great defense. And so how else can you avoid jail time? Well, you can plead in exchange for lenience. And we've seen lots of people, including Reality Winner, a very high-profile case, plead in exchange for lenience and still get jail time. What can he offer prosecutors other than his confession, his cooperation?
So Trump's the crazy one. You want to spend any time floating around in his mind. And what's interesting to me is that they've already convicted Trump. There's no judge, jury, figure it out here. He's convicted in the eyes of them. It was like when Pelosi made that comment, Trump, let's go to court so Trump can prove his innocence. These people have it wrong. And what's interesting to me is when you think about leftism, and we talk about it all the time, it's Oppositeville. They don't even get it. They're saying Trump is guilty. Now he's got to prove his innocence. And good luck with that, because, boy, they brought charges. So that's all it takes. That's all it takes, because that's all it takes for them. They don't care about the truth. It's the perception of the truth for them. And if the perception of the truth is their lie, so be it. Deal with it. And this is what's so fun to watch, is when they get that, you know, that 2016 post-presidential race look, where all of Obama's staff is standing there going, we did everything we could to cheat and to win. We lied, even to ourselves, and this is what we end up with? Frankly, I hope the Democrats continue lying to themselves. Keep fooling yourselves. This is setting up to be another 2016, folks. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
How have your weekends been? Just out of curiosity, this last weekend, were you busy? My weekends fly by, and I relish them to such a degree because it's such a grind during the week, folks. It really is. We have so many projects, too many projects. We have so many projects going on, and just not enough staff, not enough time, never enough funding. It's not one of these pleas for, send us your money. We always want you to send us your money, so just make that the norm. But no, in order to get things accomplished, you gotta be funded. And, you know, my life is spent going, okay, what day am I gonna run to the bank and go grab some more Jackson family money to finance this stuff? And while my wife, the accountant, goes, enough is enough, the good Lord says, Kevin, just keep doing it. So you can see what that can create in a family dynamic, even though I do pray that my wife forgives me. So, well, how was your weekend? I hope you had a good weekend. I really don't want people to... I want you to enjoy your weekend, that time with family and friends. And, you know, Melissa says all the time, we're the ones sacrificing, and she's right. I try to balance it. It's tough to balance because we got a kid that plays baseball, and, you know, we run multiple companies, so there's no rest for the weary. And as much as I want to take a lot of that burden off of my family, I'm talking about me and Melissa in terms of our businesses. You know, we can't, both of us are integral. Her expertise is in legal and accounting, so she handles that for us. Interfaces with our attorneys, and then I handle the rest of the stuff, the creative. And we heap a lot of projects on because they're all necessary. Look at our projects. We're helping a veteran get a kidney. We're helping another veteran who had a hernia mess up on him. The VA screwed it up. The guy had pus oozing out of his gut. They were still making him do all of his work. He had to go AWOL to save his life. So we finally got him back in the good graces of the Army. And now the rest of the saga begins to get him a surgery that'll make him whole. And you know how we met this guy? He was pushing a car out of the road, helping a person push a car out of a road, struck up a conversation with one of our benefactors who said, can we help this guy? And we said, yes. We have a girl, we just got her, she had cancer, ruined her teeth. We got her $15,000 worth of dental for free. We have at-risk kids going to Hillsdale College. Four of them. We got them into the program. I mean, they're not necessarily going to college, but they're going to the summer Frederick Douglass summer camp so they can learn about conservative values. Four inner city kids from Arizona. That's the kind of stuff we do. We put our money where our mouth is. But it takes a lot of effort, a Herculean amount of effort. We have a movie we're trying to get promoted about LeVar Finicum, who the FBI targeted and killed. This is Ruby Ridge 2.0. This is what we're trying to do. Explain all this stuff, make these things happen, and you know, let people know what's going on. And it takes a lot of time, but more than it takes time, it takes money. And you know, I would love to tap into these sources of Charlie Kirk's and the Ben Shapiro and these guys have it. I probably will, probably could. Starting to look at, you know, some of the big donors I've met and say, hey, are you interested in helping us with this? So I'm not going to rely on the, you know, my teammates, but I will tell you this. I absolutely love it when the people that follow my show, they hear me and they say, Kevin, we get it. And they understand I'm not getting rich. Quite the opposite. I will tell you this. I'll be perfectly blunt with you. My life, my personal life, would be exponentially easier if I stopped right now doing what I'm doing. I'm talking about not a little bit, not geometrically, exponentially easier. I would have much more time. My wife would be so much more happy. I mean, she has to tolerate me at this point. And I think she does it because God's whispering in her ear, just let him do what I do. Because I think at this point, she's had enough. You know, we sacrifice in ways I can't even imagine. Telling you, I remember I made the comment about something. Well, you know, so-and-so, one of our teammates has eight kids, and, you know, one of them tried to commit suicide and blah, blah, blah. It's always something. And, I mean, what do you do? But one day Melissa goes, we have our problems too. We got to stop and understand that we've got a niece that's like a daughter to us who we thought it lost her baby. Did we share that with the team? Nope. Her father died. Didn't share that with the team. You know, there are many things going on in our lives. And that's why I always defer. When I talk on the radio to people about what you give and how you support us, I say, you know what? You got your own issues. I'm not getting in the middle of it. But where you can help, help the ones who are actually doing stuff. Because I will say this, and I mean it. Pound for pound, I think we're one of the most productive groups in the country. That being said, I want to get into this because it's going to seem like old news to some degree. But most Americans do recognize now that we have one political party that exists in the country, the Uniparty. And they openly, yet cleverly, display their craft. And they're doing it right now for the upcoming election, and I'm going to get to that in just a bit. So I don't want to get into that strategy just now, but I want you to understand how powerful the Uniparty has become. It openly targeted a sitting president in a coup, and the coup was successful. And it was open. It was there for all of us to see. The Uniparty conspired against Trump in the most blatant of ways. First, they did it with the China virus. How brazen, folks, to publicly partner with America's number one enemy, the Chinese. Admit it. Everybody knows it. They are the biggest challenge to the American way of life. They are communists. We are capitalists. They have the second largest economy. We have the first largest economy. Why wouldn't they want to overtake us? They have eight times the number of people we have. You would think they'd want to overtake us. How is it that we stay ahead? Why is it that the dollar is the standard? Why is it that English is the standard? Why is it that everybody looks to America for something? That's what the Chinese, they don't like it. It's a competition for them. But who would imagine that a group of people supposedly calling themselves Americans would criticize the President of the United States for standing up against the Chinese for spreading a deadly virus into our country? But that's what the Uniparty did, folks. The Uniparty accused the President of the United States for being xenophobic when he stopped the ship that had the virus people on it. When he said, we're not going to let them into the country because we don't want to, you know, we want to be careful. They considered him anti-Chinese, ran, you know, stop Chinese, Asian hate, all this other stuff. Then when he said, you know what, it originated in China, which made more than common sense, they attacked him. How dare he say China virus? Unbelievable. They renamed it. Help the Chinese introduce it. And what else do we know about it? We learned, not only did we know the origins of Wu Flu, but the government partnered with the Chinese to create it and make it go on steroids with gain of function. Wu Flu cratered the economy, and the Uniparty hoped that the economy would remain that way because it was going to help them to defeat Trump in the coup. That's what it was, part of the strategy.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Cue the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News update. The top priority of the Coast Guard right now is finding that small submarine carrying five people that's gone missing somewhere in the North Atlantic near the wreckage of the Titanic.
Our crews are working around the clock to ensure that we are doing everything possible to locate the Titan and the five crew members.
Black Coast Guard Captain Jamie Frederick says right now the search has been unsuccessful. Two misdemeanors and probation, the reported plea deal for Hunter Biden to settle charges for failing to pay federal income taxes. Republicans call that a mere slap on the wrist.
A big day for big storms expected along the Gulf Coast from Texas to Alabama. The system on track to hit Florida by tomorrow. Hurricane watchers now say Tropical Storm Brett will probably not increase to hurricane strength. But Brett has sustained winds of about 40 miles an hour, and it's moving toward the eastern Caribbean. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Cahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So Democrats set the stage for a coup. We used the Chinese to do it, our enemy to do it. Tried to make our sitting president look like he didn't like Asians because they were on the side of the enemy. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. So now everything's set up for the coup. They got the virus all set up and everything. Don't go to vote. Mail-in ballots, blah, blah, blah. And the coup continued with the DOJ protecting Joe Biden and his crooked family enterprise, folks. The Biden family is on the take. But before I get into that, I want to talk about this. They had COVID in hand. They implemented the big cheat. They stuffed the ballot boxes with fraudulent votes, all to pass the next blatant lie that Joe Biden got 81 million votes. A statistical impossibility by any standard. Certainly doesn't even pass the common sense test. As a percentage of what they call the voting eligible population, the VEP, voter turnout rarely goes more than 60%. In 2016, 59.2% of the population that votes got out to vote. The VEP, the voting eligible population, 59.2%. Now compare the enthusiasm with Obama to that of Joe Biden. Ask yourself how the 2020 election got 67.8% of the vote. The next highest, by the way, was 61%. 61%. And that was during Bush Gore. So, if there were any hoopla over a candidate, it would have been over Trump, who, by the way, got the most votes of any candidate, any sitting president in history, 74 million plus votes. More than any first-term president running for re-election, and he loses. And that big percentage, that extra vote, that's what you have to ask yourself. How did it come up? How did it happen to be? Now, the Uniparty claimed that nobody liked Trump. They fabricated the lie that we're all going to die from COVID and attempted to kill the economy. They tormented Trump for 4 years in their seek and destroy mission, mission after mission, steal the election, then blatantly dare you to prove it. Understanding this, that the humiliation of the open theft of the election was planned. Because they knew what you were going to do. Because the Uniparty knew that this outrage would cause the MAGA crowd to want justice. So the leftists planned the very insurrection that they blame us for, but it was planned. They wanted us to go exercise your First Amendment rights. Go march, folks. And what has been described, folks, as a new civil war, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Unarmed patriots marched on D.C. for what? For answers. The electorate knew who won the election, and they knew it wasn't Biden. So Americans did what Americans do. We protested against the obvious coup. Our suspicions were backed by data analysis of some of the finest mathematical minds on the planet. And if it weren't enough, Dinesh D'Souza makes a movie, 2,000 Mules, that documented through data, the geo-mapping, the telephones of these mules that were stuffing the ballot box. And ironically, here's what's interesting. The more proof that was given, the more the Democrats denied the fact. Dissenting voices were shut down in the media. They were shut down in social media. The tag of election denier was given to those who even dared debate the narrative, though the Democrats had already done the very same thing in the 2016 election. They weren't called election deniers. So what was the next strategy? Well, let's embroil Trump in controversy. We got him out. Now we got to kill him. We got to make sure nobody gives a crap about Donald Trump. So they selected their henchmen to target Trump. Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg wages a frivolous lawsuit against Donald Trump. Everybody knows it. There's no legal mind that's worth its weight on the planet who believes that Donald Trump should be prosecuted for this nonsense. No self-respecting attorney would stoop to this depth except Bragg. But in the world of Democrats, when you do something stupid like this, you get rewarded. He knows he's protected. They're not going to disbar him. He will get accolades. This guy is considered a champion in the Democratic Party, as is Letitia James, a New York Attorney General. Again, frivolous lawsuits. Would never wage these lawsuits against Donald Trump had he not been running for office with a Republican behind his name. There, no way this would happen. None of it would be going on. So where do we find ourselves now, folks? Full circle again. Nobody likes Trump. That's what they want to convince you of. Poll after poll shows Trump trouncing anybody close to him. Poll after poll shows Donald Trump beating any candidate they put in front of him. Put Gavin Newsom. Pick your poison. Put brain dead Biden. If he's so tough, show us polling. By the way, have you seen any polling in the last week or so? 2 weeks? So what they got these... They want you to believe that... This is what happened in 2016. Trump is hated. Nobody likes him. He's going to die. You're all going to die. Blah, blah, blah. Chinese this. Whatever the scandal is, it's all bad doom and gloom. But look at the Democrat Party. Look at these people. Look at these clowns. Look at everything they wake up every morning and face. So why do I give you all this background information? Because there's a new strategy. And I've already told you the existing strategy is... We're going to embroil Trump in controversy. Alvin Bragg, Letitia James. A new lawsuit with this new one, right, with the classified documents. With the irony being that Joe Biden has even more classified documents than Donald Trump, and Trump has all kinds of legalities on his side about declassification. And yet, one of them's under fire, and the other one isn't. Oh, and let's not forget that looming one that people talk to me about, Kevin. And let's not forget about Georgia. They're going to get him in Georgia. Okay, add it to the list. But what's the real deal? What's really happening? I know. What's happening right now is they think, and they're trying, they want a demoralized populace for Trump. And it's having the opposite effect. And it's driving them crazy. So now they got to shift strategy. They brought in DeSantis. He was the silver bullet. He was the great white hope to get rid of the other, you know, the other white guy, Donald Trump. And what happened? DeSantis comes in and it was a thud. Look, I get that DeSantis isn't everything he's cracked up to be, but I like the guy. He's no Trump. But I like him. He's not bad. Here's what I will tell you. Legislatively, if you look at Florida, you can't say much bad about DeSantis. So I'm not going to let the media sell me on him being all bad. Even though I do know it isn't all DeSantis. It's a lot of media hype that's kind of gotten him. He's taking credit for moves other people are making. But you know what? He's the guy in charge. He gets to take credit. But what I am noticing is this. They want, when somebody tries to convince me, to sway me in a direction, I tend to push back. I tend to stiffen. And that's what I'm doing right now with DeSantis. Because I see what's going on. I'm beginning to sort of see how I'm not going to tell you, I'm sort of seeing how the system works. I know how the system works. But I'm seeing, as a strategist, I'm seeing the strategy that's being laid out by the left to divide and conquer the Republicans. And one of the division points is, let's take a governor who was formerly a pro-Trump governor. Let's get him into the race with all these other people. And we talked about this before. We've got the only time a vice president ran against his former boss, Pence. We've got now another governor running against Donald Trump. We've got this new announcement that by the Miami mayor, a minority running against Trump. We have Vivek Ramaswamy running against Trump. This is setting up much like the Democrats. Remember, they had all the nationality. I can hardly wait for the gay Republican to announce that they're running against Trump. That's where we're headed. Because remember, nobody likes Trump. That's the narrative. The other narrative is, everybody likes the Democrats. Everybody likes Biden. I'll leave you to determine if you think which of these narratives you believe. Because I'm going to tell you something. When I'm out in the field, I know this. A lot of people like Trump. A lot of people don't like the Republicans, but they like Trump. And a lot of people who don't like the Republicans and who are not Trump zealots like Trump. A lot of independents like Trump. Believe it or not, I've had a couple of Democrats tell me they like Trump. Things are changing. But there is a new strategy. And DeSantis rolled it out. The media is helping, but they rolled it out, and I saw it immediately. I recognize it for what it was. And when we come back, I'm going to talk about it. Hang in there, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
You got to minimize Trump. You got to figure out a way to make it appear that he's not relevant. Because they've been trying to destroy him. And as I've said, what you're going to need to look at over the next few weeks is how they destroy Biden, who they start to substitute in. It's obvious to me. Most of you probably know Gavin Newsom's their choice, right? I mean, you pretty much know this, right? Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. So Gavin Newsom's a choice. So what do you do when you want Newsom? Well, you got to get him into the media. And what I noticed over the past couple of weeks, Gavin Newsom's chiming in. Now, he's been asked, are you going to jump in? What do you think about Biden? And, I'm not going to think about it. I think Joe Biden does a great job. That's what I heard him say. Did an interview the other day. Joe Biden's done a great job. And Hannity's interviewing him. He's defending all the crap that Biden says with nothing but erroneous data. And Hannity doesn't know how to push him. But that's okay. And he's smug about it. I'll be honest with you. He made Hannity look kind of little. Hannity didn't know how to handle him. See, you got to know how to rattle these guys. This is what I talked about. I give a lot of little talks. So when I talk about, I was at an event or I was at this or whatever, I give a lot of these. And what I talked about was strategy. And I said, if you want to handle the Democrats the way you've been handling them for decades, you're going to lose. But if somebody had said to Gavin, if Hannity had said to Gavin Newsom, the idea that you like Joe Biden, I guess you like his attack on women, I guess you like his attack on minorities, does that make you a misogynist? Does that make you anti-black? Remember, he's the man that said you ain't black unless you vote for him. Is that the way you feel, Gavin? Governor Newsom? See, that's going to make him react a lot differently. He's going to lose his cool. If I were interviewing him, I would accuse him of being a racist. I would say, you got policies. Look, Gavin Newsom, I think it would be safe for anybody from Mexico. If I were the country of Mexico, I would accuse you of being one of the biggest human traffickers in the world. You allow people to take the best of Mexico to come to America, and you gladly want to bring these people in free of charge. People are walking across the Sonoran Desert to get to this country, and you let them in. You should be sending these natural resources back to the country of origin so these people can help rebuild Mexico. You think he's ever been challenged that way? So, look, I'm a management consultant, and I'm going to say this for the guy that doesn't like when I do this, but I've got degrees in electrical engineering, computer science, and math. I know how to look at things logically. And if Gavin Newsom, you know in his interview he wants to be slick, you should already have questions and make old Slick have to answer. Now, there was another guy that interviewed Newsom, and he put him on the spot. Much better interview than Hannity. But anyway, let me move on. So Newsom's been positioned. He's the heir apparent. He's young. He's good looking. He's tall. He's defending Biden right now. He's defending Biden's policies. I want to be very clear. He's not defending Biden. If Hannity had said so, let's say for the sake of discussion that President Biden is on the take, that it is validated. What would you say to that, Gavin Newsom? See, that would have put Gavin Newsom on the spot. He would have had to go on record. Hannity doesn't have it. Even the people prepping him doesn't have it. Oh, Kevin, he would have walked away. He wouldn't have answered. No, I don't care. That's not the point. So he didn't press Gavin Newsom for anything. Gavin Newsom made him look like, hey, everything's good. And if you were a layman, I saw a guy, he literally tweeted this. I didn't see the interview. The reason why I went to see it is a guy, Gavin Newsom destroys Hannity when asked about Joe Biden. I was like, what? And I went and watched the clip. And he wasn't destroyed, but if you're looking at it from a leftist point of view, yeah, he destroyed him. Now, if you looked at it from a right point of view, you went, Hannity was okay. Hannity didn't destroy him. Hannity is supposed to destroy him. The conservative view destroys leftism. It doesn't just slap it around like, it crushes it. It puts its lights out when done correctly. Hannity doesn't deliver it correctly. Now, Gavin Newsom's in the news. He's going to be in the news. Trust me. Biden is going. Comer's already said it. We're going to get more and more. We're going to get more details, more money, more bank accounts, etc. There's going to come a point where everybody's got to just go, okay, suck it up, buttercup. They got us. They got our blue dress in the form of bank accounts, bank statements, Hunter's laptop, other testimony, whistleblowers, etc. And it's going to blow up a lot of institutions. And if the Republicans are smart, they will nuke them. They won't just drop some, a little fire ordinance. No, nuke them. And so that's going to do its part there. But trust me. Democrats aren't going away. They're like cockroaches, irradiated cockroaches. They're not going away. So now, what does DeSantis do? What are the establishment, the Republicans, the uniparty, what they did is they pivoted. They said, let's get this talk off of Biden and Trump, because we want to make that like, that's the old ticket. The new ticket is going to be Newsom and DeSantis. So DeSantis did a pretty shrewd move. He sidestepped Trump and said, I'm going to go to war with this governor. It's going to look like it's governor to governor. But it's a slick move because he's not trying to be governor to governor. He's saying, I know who the heir apparent is. I'm going to pick a fight with him. I'm going to go around Trump. Now, Trump will be smart to recognize this if he's got the right people around him. And he'll say, I'll do the same. I'm going to go after both of them. The two little boys playing in the sandbox. That's what I would do if I were a strategist working on his campaign. But here's what they said. After a press conference signing a bill into law, DeSantis took on Newsom directly and brutally. He began by detailing the plight of the tarnished Garden State. He pointed out that Newsom has huge problems in his state. I mean, like, huge problems in his state. We all know that. I mean, you see it in San Francisco. You see it in L.A. You see it in people fleeing. DeSantis went on to remind his audience that California's slow bleed out hasn't been the case. California, from its inception, gained population every single year until Newsom became governor, he said. California was probably the height of opportunity for middle-class Americans for many, many decades. In this country, people were drawn to there, and yet he goes on to talk about how Newsom has chased people out. And it's a good strategy. It's governor to governor. It's a tete-a-tete between, because Newsom has said, you ought to come to California because we give you opportunity, and because he's losing all of his businesses to Florida, and he makes it appear as though everything's great in California, which, by the way, shows you the level of distortion he suffers from. But when it's governor to governor, it's good-natured, you know, fun. But when what DeSantis is signaling and what his group is signaling with the people behind him is, we know who's been selected. I'm telling you guys right now, you can take this to the bank. Are you ready? Gavin Newsom is the Democrats' nominee for 2024. I'm 99.9999% sure of that. And I might add some more nines here in a bit. That's what this signal is. The Uniparty has set the agenda. If you want something fresh and new, it'll be DeSantis versus Gavin Newsom. And here's what they're hoping. They're hoping that we go for DeSantis. The Uniparty is saying, we'll take either one. Now, right now, we think DeSantis is the best choice because we're going to be coming off of a lot of scandals. We're going to have to get rid of Joe Biden. We need someone that can run against him to give him some presidential creds. That's going to be Gavin Newsom. And at the end of a DeSantis 8 years, they will shoehorn in a Newsom. That's what the Uniparty has decided. Now, the question you have to ask yourself is, are you okay with that? Some of you are out there going, Kevin, I don't know, man. I'm telling you, I figured it out. Let's pretend for a second that I found the playbook, and I brought it back, and I'm reading it, and I went, oh my gosh, I just gave you the playbook. They want to get rid of Trump. They're going to do everything they can. A friend of mine, he bet me. He said Trump wouldn't be the nominee. I say Trump is the de facto nominee. Now, that's in the world of sanity. In the world of insanity, I just gave it to you. It's DeSantis and Gavin Newsom. And the outcome will be what I just told you. Doesn't mean it's going to be easy. Your vote isn't going to matter. The way the Uniparty has set it up, if they decide it's going to be DeSantis, if he abides by everything they say, he'll get it. They aren't ready for Newsom to have it just yet. That's my gut feel. Now, we can debate this over a little bit of time. We got some time to think about it, don't we?
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.